Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections.
Hello, my name's Laura McCoy and I'm the Natural History Curator for Manx National Heritage. And today I am looking at a tray of eggs. And there are several different types of eggs here, from varying species like peregrine falcons, grouse, pheasant, pigeons. And the reason why I picked the eggs to go on display is because I think that they're a really great example of illustrating conservation, because it is now illegal to collect birds' eggs. The reason why egg collecting was made illegal is because some species were becoming so rare from the amount of eggs that were being collected, and so it was in the 1950s that it was actually banned. As a museum, we can still collect eggs if they are deemed from a source which is legitimate, such as from the calf of man wardens or officers from DEFA, or if they're donated to us from people who have had a collection that's very old, so collected before the ban was in place. Egg collections have been used in the past for scientific analysis. So when we used DDT, which was a pesticide, it was found that certain birds were starting to become very rare, particularly raptors and birds of prey. And that's because the concentrations of DDT that was sprayed on crops was increasing up the food chain to the point where eggs were becoming very thin and breaking in the nest. And so many birds were not able to breed and numbers dropped drastically. And the ability to find this out was analysed by using eggs and measuring the thickness of their shells. So these collections can be really useful, and so this is why it's still important to keep these collections and maintain them today.